I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch the show every day. Here we are. Howdy. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. And just see, we're so peppy and happy every morning. Like, nothing but smiles and sunshine. We'll cheer you right up. Give you a good day.
Yeah.
Good job. Make you happy, you know. RadioAlice.com/watch. Check us out.
You want to see a lady in a parka?
Hello, here I am. You might even be able to see the very top of my shirt. There you go.
Oh.
I just zipped it down an inch.
A gray tee.
Yeah, got a little gray t-shirt on, huh? What do you think about that? Right, Vaughn?
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Today is National Love Your Pet Day, everyone.
Aww, I think will love my pet
every
today.
Day is a Love Your Pet Day, but...
I have 20 pets. I'm going to go home and love them. Fish and a squirrel. Hello.
All right. Well, I don't know.
All my little pets. You don't have any... Oh, you do. You have Garage Cat.
His name's Leo. Well, yes.
Whatever. He's trying to keep Garage Cat alive.
He's doing great.
Good.
He's fine. Great. I'm in charge of him now, somehow.
Well, he's your cat.
The guy who's allergic to cats has somehow found himself as the...
Cat love you or what? Follow you around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice. Cats like people. Oh, they seem aloof, but they're just there they are every time you turn around. Oh, you're with me again, huh?
I don't quite get it, but, you know, he came with her. And so, yay me.
Yay. When are you guys going to get a dog?
Would it be wrong to say not until after the cat has moved on?
No.
Okay, well, that's for sure how that's going to go. Because I can only take care of one thing at a time.
Right. Well, your girls are getting to an age where they're going to start clamoring for a dog, you know, if they're not already.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I actually know how that goes. That'll end up being my dog. So,
yeah, well, of course.
Right. So right. I'm going to wait.
Anything kids want, it ends up being your responsibility.
God, I have a good friend who, when his kids started with the, oh, we went, he goes, I'm allergic to dogs. And kept the whole family from having a dog. Until him and that wife divorced, and then the first thing they did after they got rid of him was they got a dog.
Oh. That's why they got divorced, obviously.
No, I don't think so, but trippy.
Yeah.
That's a move, apparently.
Well, it's not a bad idea if you really don't want a dog because you know how that's going to go.
Right.
You know, you just say, listen, kids, it's me or a dog. Like, choose wisely.
Well, they got their dog.
Yeah.
There's a 28-year-old guy named Stephen Short in... Deland, Florida.
Okay. Deland.
Deland, you know it?
I think so.
Deland.
Yeah.
Okay. Stephen Short from Deland, Florida. Friday night, someone spotted him shoplifting ribeye steaks from a grocery store.
Oh.
He was shoving them down his pants.
Oh.
The manager started chasing
That's
him and grabbed
chilly.
Him. But Stephen wriggled out of his clothes and ran out of the store naked.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately for him, there were cops right there waiting outside the store.
Oh, naked guy. It's so suspicious. Oh, hey, you.
They tased him right in the man zone.
Oh.
They got him right.
Luckily, he'd numbed that up with the steaks.
In his weakest possible spot.
Mm, poor thing.
They say here, either accidentally or maybe a little on purpose, he... was tased, one of the prongs went straight into his man zone.
Mm.
He went to the hospital after that. No word on how his man zone is. He's been charged with theft and resisting arrest, but he took a... And we talked about tasing on this show in the past, and some police wrote in and said, yes, we are required. Other police wrote in and said, it's kind of one of those things everyone does. They get tased in order to
know what that's all about.
Right. But you don't have to. But you're also sort of like, what? You're not going to do it? We're all doing it and you're not?
Right.
So I don't know if that's
right, like a pride
peer
thing.
Pressure or what.
Yeah. Oh, you're the guy who wouldn't get tased, huh?
But they all take the tasing.
Real brave.
I don't think they take
cop.
It to your naked man zone, though.
My brother was telling me when he was in basic training. Or,
oh, this is going to be
good. He didn't get tased, but they actually used like some kind of gas on them. They had to like, they prepared for it first, how to act when you first started smelling it and what you had to do.
He was in the armed forces?
Yeah, he was in the army.
He was?
He was. Not for like, he went to like a military college, I think. So he served, so he was in the reserves for years. But he, you know, had
this is Big John.
Big John, yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
So he had to go through something where he had to be subjected to the gas and had to keep his mind about him and had to, you know, do whatever they had to do while under the influence of this
and now
tear gas
he's
or
like
something.
Immune to it.
No.
He can just do lines of that stuff, no problem.
I think he's immune to it. Yeah, he's always doing lines of tear gas.
Right.
You can, it's hard to cut them into lines, but he can do it.
Good for him.
Yeah. But I thought of that the first time you were
no
saying that.
No wonder Debbie
about getting,
loves him so much. He's
so,
brave
what a man,
and
right?
Strong.
So strong, right. Macho.
Oof.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been tear gassed.
Right. One of the stories you may have heard going around the internet or around different, you know, news agencies is about how a McDonald's burger will last a month, a year, and
what?
Still look the same. You've never seen these tests? They're
no.
All over the internet. A McDonald's hamburger.
It sounds familiar. Like maybe you did this story.
I don't know. I mean, it's been around.
You're telling me if I take a McDonald's hamburger and just like leave it on a counter.
Leave it out.
A month later, even the bread hasn't molded.
It doesn't mean it's edible. It just means it hasn't molded because there's enough preservatives, apparently, to keep this thing. I mean, you've seen their cheese, right? I mean, it doesn't.
It doesn't even melt, really. It's
right.
Just sort
it's a, there's a lot
softens.
Of preservatives in that stuff. So that they will last. I mean, I'm sure Bryn can do any kind of search and you'll find the McDonald's stuff lasts forever. So.
Yes.
Burger King's latest ad shows a time-lapse video of a Whopper growing mold.
Oh.
That's the ad. It's a Whopper on a platform in front of a black background, and it speeds through 34 days, and you see the burger grow all sorts of mold in different colors.
And that's a good thing. They're
well,
saying,
this is their fight back to McDonald's burgers lasting years without getting moldy because of all their artificial preservatives.
Huh.
I'm not one to do an ad for Burger King, but I'm curious. So will a moldy burger sell you on their burgers?
It's an interesting concept because I don't
want
to see people's.
It's actually kind of cool.
Oh, the first is just, oh boy. Oh, that is just getting
moldy,
nasty.
Right.
That. Oh, it's growing that white mildewy crap. Oh, that's
as
disgusting. You know.
Burger King says they're phasing preservatives out of their food.
Oh, so they're
and
just
they
phasing.
Want everyone to know that. Their Whoppers grow mold just like other fresh foods do.
Yeah.
So we're not
they're claiming that they're fresh food.
I guess.
Which I guess, you know, I'd rather, I guess, if there were two restaurants right next to each other and I knew that one of them could grow mold and the other one couldn't, maybe I am going to go to the mold
it's
place.
It's a super
what about
interesting
you?
Angle.
Yeah.
For sure.
Here's our food looking disgusting. Come have some.
But you can't win. I don't know. I told you earlier, we've switched over to almond milk.
Yes.
And a million texters wrote in and they're like, so here's me thinking, I'm getting off cow milk because that's for cows.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be. And I realize I still have cheese. I'm working on it, okay?
Right.
As soon as you say you're having almond milk, they're like, well, that's not good for the environment. There's too much water used.
Look, there has to be less water in almond milk than it takes to raise a cow from birth to milk giving.
How can you win?
I mean, they drink gallons of water every day, I'm sure. Like, stop it.
There's no winning.
There's no winning.
Trying to.
I feed the damn squirrel in my yard. The next thing you know, I'm, an evil witch with rabies. Like, just relax, everybody.
Well, Anyway, so I don't know how people will take the moldy burger. Maybe they'll say that's delicious.
I actually think that's pretty. That is pretty. Well, it doesn't look delicious, but it does show that the food is moldable.
Right.
Like it's. I really think that they've done a couple of things, Burger King, in the last few years that I've thought, boy, they really have kind of a skewed sensibility there at the table that they sit around, which I like. I think that's kind of cool. Like, something like that, that'll go viral. Like, we're talking about that.
Oh, you know? That's the point. It's online, and you'll see this burger mold in time lapse. Mm. Last month, three guys in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's Clearwater? Every damn word out of that place is...
I know. Yeah, I mean, I think it's Clearwater.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh. All right. Clearwater, Florida. They robbed a CVS.
Oh.
They struck it. 5 a.m. wearing surgical gloves and waved guns and tied up employees with zip ties. They knew exactly what they wanted.
Which
as many bottles of opioids like hydrocodone and oxycodone as they could get their hands on.
Oh,
they ended up getting away with about 10,000 pills or so.
Wow.
The cops,
that much.
Who were on the scene investigating the crime, say they noticed some pill bottles on the street. And so they started to walk along and follow them. As the guys sped away, apparently they were emptying pills that they'd stolen into a bag and throwing the pill bottles out the window.
Oh.
They realized that these pill bottles, if they followed them, were headed somewhere. So they did. And they landed at the house where the boys who had stolen everything.
What dingbats?
They went back to the house with about $320,000 worth of pills, and that's where they were found by the police.
For real.
The trail of pill bottles is how the police foiled the crime. 19-year-old Christopher Rachel, 19-year-old David Dobbins, thank you, Bryn, and 18-year-old Roy Lampkin, all arrested.
You dummies.
Charged with armed robbery, drug trafficking, and false imprisonment. Pill bottles.
Unbelievable. What? Never mind. They're Floridians.
Right. Yes, they are.
Thank you. You can't wait till you get back to be... I mean, you can't just keep the pill bottles with you. Idiots.
They're probably high.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I was actually thinking you were going to say that they found the fingerprints on the bottles. There are so many ways to get caught by whipping the bottles out.
Right.
Dummies.
A new survey asked parents what they consider parenting wins. You have these battles as a parent where you're dealing with...
They're simple things.
Really difficult people.
Right. But I think a parenting win, the first thing that pops into my mind is when you watch your kid interact with someone else politely... In a way that they never interact with you, or you're like, say please, say they. When they interact with someone else, they do it well, and then you hear back from other parents like, your son is so polite.
I would agree with you. It's not on the list, but there's a lot of different parenting wins.
Oh,
here's some of the stuff. Getting your child to eat their vegetables.
Oh.
My 6-year-old only eats vegetables now. It's a trip.
Wow.
And fish. That's the diet.
Right.
She's on. She eats kale chips.
Kale chips are so good.
You like them?
I love kale chips. They're like nothing, really. You know, it's sort of the crispy paper.
My wife has to make them, though, because they can't have anything in them other than olive oil and salt.
They're so good.
You like them?
John makes them all the time. They're
really?
So good. Yeah. I saw her little recipe for it on her story.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah. Keeping
Do
your
you like them?
They're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a few things right now in our diet that are kind of smelly.
Oh.
Oh. Including the fish.
Right.
So often you walk in the house and go, wow, cod is smelly.
Delicious. Oh,
no,
smelly.
It's good.
Yeah.
It is good, actually. It's
yeah,
also...
fish can stink up. Get your first wave can.
I know. It's been a while since we've had... I got to go buy that
You
now.
Need a resupply of fresh wave candles? Yeah, I know. You do go through them.
Yeah. Anyway, keeping your child quiet and occupied at the grocery store. Getting your child to finish a meal without whining. That is a battle... Every parent has dealt with.
I don't want this. I want the other thing, mac and cheese. Yeah, all right.
I think the thing that gets me is that's when it's the same conversation day after day.
Vinny, that is the thing about parenting.
Day
it's why it's like, I'm not trying to nag you. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to stop this conversation from happening.
The concept of dinner is not new.
No. Here, we're going to eat it. Here's what we're serving.
I need you.
Eat that.
To finish in a timely manner or you're going to be alone. Yeah. And then sure enough, the tears are happening because she's alone and everyone's done. And it's, look, we all have to get to bed.
Yeah.
We have things to do.
We don't have 4 hours to stay here watching you eat your asparagus.
Keeping your child quiet and occupied in a long car ride, getting your child to finish their homework, getting your child to bed without a tantrum, bathing your child without, these are all, every parent knows what parenting wars
wins.
Are all about.
Oh my God. So that just, it almost like stabs at me, that whole conversation that you have every day. It's like, why are we talking about this again?
Right.
Please. Just effing do your homework. Just effing eat your food.
Wow, the F word's in there, huh?
Well, I mean, in my head it is.
Right.
When they were little, I didn't swear around them at all. Like a good girl.
Is that right?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
I tried. You know, you try to limit yourself. I knew it was over, though, when my kid walks out. He's like 5, maybe younger. He stands with his hands on his hips looking out at our lawn, which is covered in mole hills, you know. And he goes, effing moles. Trying to be like his dad. And you don't want to, you're not supposed to laugh at that. And John and I are sitting there with beers on a Friday night, and he says that, and we fell about the place.
You loved it.
Well, it was so funny.
It is funny. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Pop Smoke was killed at RHOBH star Teddy Mellencamp's rental home. Is there more info on if he was living there? Was she a friend of his?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I guess.
Well, you know, this is the first I'm hearing of this. Can you look that up? Let's find out what the deal is with that. AP Nicole, she's on it.
OMG, Vinny Hulk Baby is too much. I love that video.
It's so cute.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my kid, so of course I think it's cute.
Right.
And you can't really tell if it's cute to other people.
Oh, no, it's cute. It's cute. And the cutest thing about it is not just that she climbs. She's like clearly determined to climb that wall. She gets up to the top. She turns around with this ass-eating grin on her face and her little tongue all twirled up in her mouth. I'm like, look at her. She's a banana. She's nuts.
Completely proud of herself.
Yeah. And then she doesn't even like, you know, most kids are like, I'm going to do that again 50 times. She's all, what's next?
Right.
Mission accomplished. Now where?
Vinny, almond milk is just sugar water with maybe less than 5% actual almond juice.
Whatever. Thank you.
I'm just trying not to drink cow milk. That's all. I think Joaquin Phoenix got me.
Did he?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I do think cows have, you know, they're thoughtful creatures. They do think. They are nice. They seem nice.
They're very sweet.
They do
sweet,
seem sweet.
Creatures.
And I'm pretty sure they don't want to give up their milk or die.
Yeah.
So I've just sort of been thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure fish don't want to die either, but...
I like insects, though. They don't have a whole lot going on.
Right. Sarah playing with her squirrel sounds dirty.
Yeah. Sometimes a squirrel is just a squirrel. Nope. It's down there on the ground. Nowhere else.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know what? I've been rounding up the music news all morning, so we'll get to some of that.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.